Listening Library presents Porch Lies by Patricia McKissick. Read for you by Pamela DePella, Adenrale Ojo, and Myron Willis. Author's note. Whippoorwills, lightning bugs, and homemade peach ice cream trigger memories of my childhood summers spent at my grandparents' house in Nashville, Tennessee. The squat white-framed house at 3706 Centennial, next to the Tennessee State University power plant, sat comfortably on the property as if it was resting in an easy chair. Looking at the house from a distance, I always imagined that the two side windows, the center door, and the sagging porch formed a big happy face, smiling a welcome to me when I rode my bicycle down the long front walk. Skipping up 5 steps placed me in my favorite spot, the porch swing. There I could read for hours or listen to someone tell a story about sneaky foxes or things that went bump in the night. I spent a lot of time listening in those days. In the evenings, when dinner was done, the dishes washed, and the dish towels hung out to dry, my grandparents, Mama Frances and Daddy James, spent the rest of the evening on the porch. Sometimes, if there was a baseball game, Mama Frances hooked up the radio in the living room window so we could listen to the play-by-play in the cool. We were loyal fans of the Brooklyn Dodgers, the first major league team to sign a black player, Jackie Robinson. We all cheered loudly each time Jackie came to bat, and we never missed a game. Sometimes there was a Marian Anderson.